Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Rehm McCaffrey.
Hello, I'm Santi. I'm here with Ruth Ann. How are you, Ruth Ann?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. We were talking about our podcast for this session, and we decided we would call it Seasons of Abundance, and talking about where you have a time in your life where everything is going well, that it's everything's in a flow. And things are happening almost effortlessly. And you're experiencing this. Are you willing to share some of your abundant
examples? I am. It just seems like I woke up this morning thinking, oh my goodness. For example, we were working with some commercial property that has required a big remodel on it, and that's all done. It's been almost a year in the making. The final permits have come in. Yes,
that's
I'm so
great.
Excited. And along with that, we have an electronic sign. It was an old electronic sign that was in part of the property many years ago. And the software blew a gasket, and the person doing the loading of the information on it throughout its little computer. So it required an extensive bit of effort to get new insides into the sign and then new software. Well, the new software is quite a bit more complicated than the old software, and nobody could figure out how to make it work. And we've got this quite expensive sign. And so I spent 3 hours on the phone and then 2 hours the next day working myself. And I am not a computer expert by any means. The first day working with the person down in the Oregon office, the people that built our sign, and then yesterday working on getting the names of the tenants in our property loaded onto the sign, and then we went up and I pushed the little button, and you know what?
It all
worked. It worked. It was so satisfying to see those just nice little messages. They're not fancy. I'm gonna work on, you know, because the sign can do so many things, and I've got barely my one little tiny tip of my little toe in the water. But that felt really good to have the sign up and running. And then we had another project, the roof on our office building. Actually, the old roof, three roofs that were on there, finally, it started leaking right over my desk, and I'm on the first floor. It came through the top floor and landed on my desk. And so I think the building was saying it really is time to get a new roof. And so it took a tremendous amount of work for the guys working on it. And they were guys, all three roofs had to come off. And then we're working with the rain and holding the rain off, you know, not holding the rain off, but working with trying to get the roof on when our people in the building aren't there. And anyway, yesterday they got the roof on.
Yay!
So now I have to figure out how to repair the ceiling in my office, but that'll come. Anyway, just all kinds of things that have been moldy bathroom in our house. Got that fixed.
It's like you've had a number of things that have come to completion in a short period of time that could have been things that were either ongoing or maybe troublesome, and they weren't. Things came together, people came together, and you had a resolution and kind of a finalization of a number of these
things. And that all seemed to happen yesterday. It was like, this is a magic day.
On the
I think I'm going to have, you know, what can I fix for dinner that I've always wanted to make? Let me go for the gold here.
Buy a lottery ticket or something.
I didn't even think about that. I thought that it would be really fun today to talk about the ideas or the power that goes along with one of these peak times, and how we can, when we're both able to, I'm so grateful for all of this and so into celebrating and loving it that I want to spend a lot of time just appreciating the fact that all of these things and the people that it took to make them happen, and the good humor and the patience and the resources all came together in this wonderful way. I'm very grateful
well,
for
and,
that.
Well, you know, and we didn't talk about this ahead of time. We usually do. We usually talk about what we're going to talk about. I noticed that, again, this you had a finalization of a number of projects that were going on, and you're doing something that I think that you do so well. You're celebrating the completion.
Right.
And so it's that gratitude and being very, you know, very happy in allowing that experience to happen, that experience of gratitude versus just moving on to the next thing.
Right. We had champagne last night.
Awesome.
I do love being in that celebration mode because that gives energy back and keeps it going.
It really does. Uh-huh. And so I think that's something, again, we didn't plan this, but I think that's a part of all of this that you have taught me to do, and you've taught Rob to do this too, that we do take the time to celebrate that abundance. And that's part of, I think, capitalizing on that.
Right. Well, and one very important, I do not want to forget this. I got a nice check in the mail, a book royalties, an author royalty check. I mean, normally they've been in the double digits, you know, like $47 and $33. And this one came back in the triple digits. And I'm going, oh my gosh, we made a copy of the check in color. I think I might frame it before I spend it or cash it. So, yeah, it's all about celebrating and really making sure that the event knows how we just are very grateful for it.
And being really acknowledging it.
Acknowledging it, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I'm all about that. That's one of the ways I do that in my life is celebrate people's birthdays. You know, sometimes people say, well, what's your favorite holiday? Well, I have two favorite holidays. One is Valentine's Day, and the other is other people's birthdays.
Oh, that is so neat. I didn't know that about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's a big one for me. But other people's birthdays, that's my most favorite. I love Hallmark. Jim said I should own a Hallmark store. But anyway, so, but I'd like to talk to our listeners, in addition to being grateful and in addition to celebrating opportunities like this, how to step back maybe and see what's going on inside of us that might be contributing to the flow of all of this amazing, the amazing things that are happening. One workshop that I went to so many years ago, probably 20 years ago, talked about four aspects that we could use to determine if we were in a really heightened or peak time. And I often will use this with clients to help step back a little bit and see, just take a temperature of what's happening at this particular time. And so we look at from low to high where we are in perspective. It's the first of the four, and the four actually can be in any order, but I just have that in my mind first today.
And when you say from low to high, so you're saying from perspective, how would someone look at that?
Yes. So perspective is, if we step back and go, what is happening right now fits in my life from... It's kind of on the continuum. It is not something out of the blue. For example, the book, the check from the book. Definitely, I've been, you know, I wrote the book published the book 2 years ago, and I've been working to make sure that people know about it and sending it out and doing talks about it and so on. And so to have a sense of that's just one tiny example from past, present to what I'm working on going forward. That's in high perspective, what happened. Same with the commercial building. The sign is a little bit different. That's a bit of a surprise for me because I've never seen myself as somebody who is really highly I mean, I'm not a computer geek in anything, but I'm curious and I'm apparently learned fast and I wanted the sign to work. I've been itching to get that sign work because I want it to be there for the tenants in our property. And so there was a lot of motivation. So I think on all of these things, the perspective or the place on the continuum for these things to have energy in, or importance in my life, or a sense of, yes, this is working in my life, I think all of these could be in the higher end of perspective.
Okay.
And so I would put, you know, I ask clients to say, well, let's draw a line, low on one end, the L and H on the other, put an X on where we are, and I'd put the X very high along that continuum right now. The second one is autonomy. And autonomy is a sense of personal power over what is happening right now. So if we, again, we look at the book, and I'm spending money on the book, I'm giving time to it, I'm giving energy to it, I'm mailing it out, I'm giving it away, I'm signing it sometimes, I'm celebrating it when people enjoy it. I did a happy dance. Mm-hmm. Believe me, when I pushed that button and the sign went up and it started working, it was like, oh my gosh, there it goes, it's working. So autonomy, and I did that. And the idea of, I mean, all along, all of these things, the basement where we had to have the mold taken out and the work done down there, I mean, I didn't do the work, but I celebrated the people that were doing it and mm-hmm. thanked them and appreciated them, and I'm going to pay them tomorrow. But all along the way, I have autonomy. I have the power to do these things. If not the power of actually doing it, then the power of finding people to do it, or celebrating the people that are there, or being a good sport. Mm-hmm. About the fact that we had, you know, there's, it just, everything has kind of a life of its own. And the bathroom downstairs took some time because of the carpet, and things had to dry out, and a light broke. And I mean, you know, those mm-hmm. things happen. But, and then we had moths all over the place, and I had to find out where the moths were coming from and do something about that. So keeping a sense of humor mm-hmm. about stuff like that. So if I was looking at low to high on this scale right now, that would be high too. Mm-hmm. Up in that high end. Connectedness is the third one, and this is a very specific kind of connectedness, and it is being connected to people that matter to us.
Okay.
And so when I think about that, of course, I'm connected to the people who read my book, and the people who, like you guys, who work with me on the podcast mm-hmm. for the book, and Rob did the audio version of the book. I'm connected. I mean, you are a part of my family.
Mm-hmm.
Connected. I am so grateful for the builder that we have that did both our commercial work on the big job that is just finished on the restaurant, and then on the bathroom downstairs, and the workmen that came to do the work. Just wonderful people. And then, of course, my husband and my kids and my cats. I connected to my fur people. But there's that real sense of being supported and connected to the people that matter, and being in flow with them
mm-hmm.
and loving them, and realizing that they're part of what makes good things happen to me. So I would put connection high.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one is interesting. It's the word that goes with it is tone, but what it means is physical tone. And okay. that means how physically are we able to do the things that we want to do. And this one, I've been making a goal out of getting more exercise and being more active. And none of that had to do anything with any of these latest things coming together. But one, I have to tell you, because it's so cool and it's all about tone. One of the things that I wanted to do was to start climbing in the climbing gym.
Mm-hmm.
And never had done that, although I did an Outward Bound way many 20 years ago, 21 years ago. And I had to go get some physical therapy so I could make sure that my body could tolerate it. But then I went to a class to learn how to do belay and to learn a language and to do the climbing and stuff. And yeah, I was absolutely stoked at how fun that was. And that's all about tone, and that's mm-hmm. actually using my body, and but in such an extraordinarily, incredibly wonderful way.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, and that and my dedication to walking, and I wear a Fitbit, and I will go into Fred Meyer, and Jim will have the cart, and I'll go running all over the store gathering stuff just to get some more steps in, so I'd like to make my Fitbit steps for the day. But all of that is not actually contributing to the things that happened that were what I'm celebrating at some of the examples that I gave before, but it's a part of knowing that my body can deliver if I want it to. And maybe just sitting and learning the mm-hmm. computer, sitting for 3 hours and listening to the trainer teach me how to do the sign and having the energy and the enough blood going to my brain so I can do it. All of that, I think, if we look at that, is part of the package.
Mm-hmm.
And so physical tone is not going to be quite as high, because I'm not doing the 10,000 steps every day, and I'm not doing all the walking that I want to do, but it's up there. So I'd put it up in the 25%, although not right up as high as I want. So if we look at what I did, what I'm just going through today, all of mine are up in the high
mm-hmm.
range. And so this is a peak time for me. And so ride the wave of doing that, because that does not last.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't. I've had certainly times in my life when things really went into the tank in one or more of the categories. And those happen to all of us.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, if physical health doesn't go sideways on us, then we lose someone we love, or we don't have the power. I mean, I've gone through with trying to get that sign. I've been like pulling my hair out, trying to figure out how we're going to work that autonomy over that sign, until just recently was really not where I wanted it to be. So these evaluations go up and down.
Mm-hmm.
When they're not up, when one category or more are down, we ask first, well, what can we do? What can I do to get more power over something? And if I had been thinking about that, if I'd used my own scale last week around the sign, I would have said, well, maybe I need to be the one to call down to Oregon and talk to the people down there and find, because we had a tutorial that wasn't working very well, but we got a teacher to teach us, a trainer, and then things started to come together. So if we ask, okay, what can we do to impact what's going on in that category, that can move it up, possibly, if we ask that question. Or we draft behind. We let the fact that we're connected with people that we love and animals that we love and a place that we love support us while these other categories are getting repaired or getting going through the low time that every part of us goes through at one mm-hmm. time or another. So I think that's part of it, is to be a partner with ourselves in a conscious way. And like I said, I don't always remember to do this, but when I do, it makes a big difference.
It makes it more powerful,
mm-hmm.
too.
And today, having done this, I'm going to, woohoo! I'm going to go home and just do a little happy dance and probably jump back on the computer and see if I can create more signs before I forget how to do it.
Well, and it was so great to see you so excited and so happy about, and you normally are a very happy person. It was really nice to see you so excited about these items coming to completion.
It's been pretty darn cool.
Yes.
Because, I mean, it's been such a long haul mm-hmm. for almost all of them to do this. The sign has been out of commission for almost a year, and the building and the, I mean, the poor basement with the mold and the dead rat behind the washing
oh, no.
machine. And, I mean, it was, and the moths and the, it was
oh, geez.
Gross. Disgusting. Yeah, the echo. nasty stuff.
So with abundance, there may be some other parts of it that come along with it, but the overall part.
Well, we're done with the abundant rat.
Yes.
He's gone.
Yes. So there could be some icky things that come.
Yeah, he was on his, he was part of a getting to abundance. He was not. He was on the low end.
That's right.
Poor thing. And, you know, I feel sorry for those little, I do. I'm sorry. I don't want them in my house, but I feel sorry for those poor creatures that all they want is a nice warm place to live. I just don't want them living in my house.
No.
Because they chew things like electrical wires.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And have babies and more electrical wires are at risk. Anyway, so how about you? How about you guys? You had, I think, a pretty cool example of being open to abundance, and it came through for you.
It was a recent example. We were playing at a brewery on Bainbridge Island, and it happened to be that there was a really bad storm that day and going into the evening, and we were concerned that people wouldn't be showing up for the event because it was just such a blustery, windy, rainy night. And so it was just kind of waiting to see what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, but being open to saying, well, you know, we're here and we're going to do the best job we can and, mm-hmm. and perform the best we can. And it was a really rewarding experience to see a number of people that initially came into the brewery that were just going to maybe get their growler, their little to-go bottle filled and leave, came in and then sat down and listened and stayed. And then to see people in their 20s that loved the music and mm-hmm. bought CDs, and people in their 70s loved the music.
Wow.
So to see that range of people and different species. We're joking, saying that we had a dog that became a big fan of the music. And her name's Roxy.
The dog is Roxy.
We were joking, saying it was Roxy music.
Yeah.
Roxy's music. The funny thing about the dog was the owner was dancing with the dog, and on a break, I said, oh, so your dog really loves music? And she said, no, not normally. My dog doesn't like music at all, but my dog loves your music.
Wow.
And she was, and her friends were saying the same thing too. So that was a very unique experience.
You showed up and then you were open to the experience, and it really sounds like it delivered for you.
And I've noticed that when I approach it that way, it ends up being so much different than if I approach it like, yeah, I don't want to be here, or, you know, this isn't, you know, if I was approaching it from a sense of, this is not going to be a good night because of the weather and no one's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been different. We were saying, you know, we're going to make it the best we can, mm-hmm. and have fun, mm-hmm. and hopefully other people will enjoy it. And it was great. It mm-hmm. was a great experience. Mm-hmm. So a great place. The people were wonderful there. So,
wow. Yeah. Well, a plug for them.
Yes. Yes.
Now, let's give them a plug. Who is it?
Bainbridge Brewery.
Bainbridge Brewery. Yeah. And Bainbridge Island is an incredible place.
Oh, it is. And so they're just, a great group of people that are there and have a great feeling in that mm-hmm. in that brewery. And we told them that, too. We said mm-hmm. it just has a great feel. Some places don't always feel that happy.
Do or don't. Yeah.
And they do. They really do.
Isn't that something?
So we're looking forward to going back when the weather is even warmer. They did say that February is one of their slowest months. So that was even, I guess, another piece of information that we're really happy to hear, that, wow, that was a slow month.
Right.
And we thought that overall it went really well.
So. Right. If you delivered that kind of a punch on a slow month, just wait.
I know.
Wait for a busy month.
I know. We're excited. So yeah, I think, like you were saying, being in the flow and observing it. And I know that for us, it was really acknowledging that evening and saying, that went really well.
Mm-hmm.
That went really well. Mm-hmm. And it felt like it was meaningful.
Mm-hmm. That's the part that's really it's just the icing on the cake is mm-hmm. to celebrate it. That's cool.
And again, you taught me that. I was horrible about doing that.
Okay.
Before.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
I accept that. I'll take that. I'll take that with me.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So thanks again, Santi.
Oh, thank you.
It's been so good to spend time with you again.
Likewise.
Thank you for joining us. This is Santia. For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.